Hey there, Lori and Company listeners. Thanks for tuning in. We are going to be talking about a few things today, and hopefully we can take a lot of calls. The number is 319-527-6779. We hope that you have checked out the links that we have provided. One of the ones I'm very excited about is the Stampede Rodeo Memorial Festival coming up on the 27th and the 28th of this month. I really grew up on watching Westerns and John Wayne and Gary Cooper and High Noon and Paint Your Wagon with Clint Eastwood and How the West Was Won with Jimmy Stewart, all kinds of really great movies. And I'm really happy that the area that we ended up moving to from above Los Angeles, unbeknownst to me, turned out to be a little haven for Hollywood stars. If you go on YouTube and look at old videos, you'll see, Clark Gable and other people, John Wayne, talking about their beliefs and why they were anti-communist and, why they were patriots. Unfortunately, we let the leftists, the kids that were raised by drugged up anti-American people, not even the hippie generation that did this to us. It was the anti-American communist movement that infiltrated America. They raised a bunch of lowlifes, and those are the ones that are screaming to be able to kill with our tax money unborn babies. Next, we'll be screaming to kill us because we don't think that way they do. That's how whacked out these people are. And it's upsetting, but we're going to keep on trying to get the truth out. The number to call in is 319-527-6779. I think I'm going to have to call in on another line because I'm getting a prompt that the call failed. All right, so I wanted to know what your ideas were for trying to raise money for a fund for helping kids that have been rescued. Just Owl Rescue, which is a very legitimate organization, as is Vets for Child Rescue. They have just last week sent me a report saying they had 82 kids that they rescued. So what happens to those kids? Well, they do have what they call aftercare set up, and that is great. And you can learn more about that by going on the website skippity-doo-dah. They have a lot of the support being directed there and sponsors involved. But that's just one area of the country. This is going on all over the country. So what do you do about children? You have to have in place volunteers. And, luckily, service organizations are involved with this. And so are a lot of big churches, including the Mormon Church, including the evangelical churches, and I believe Glenn Beck with his foundation, Mercury One. There's quite a lot of people trying to help with this. But, it's overwhelming. And I don't know how they are going to get enough volunteers lined up and a lot of, food and support and medical and all that unless they really become more public. Because if they become public, then it exposes depravity that's going on. And it is depravity. And it's not just a couple of kids that get, kidnapped off their bikes while they're riding on some backcountry roads. This is, this is a multi-billion dollar operation that's worldwide. And that's the part that keeps me awake at night. I'm so grateful that my children lived in safe areas, went to nice schools, knew nice kids. I had neighbors that were normal, I'm so grateful for that, but that's not the way it is, especially in with the influx of other nations' people into our country. There's I think the last I heard was 157 countries are sending their kids and the people into our America. And Biden's okay with that because the more kids that are trafficked, the more money that goes to the Democrat Party. And I don't care if you don't like hearing that. That's the truth. Okay, you people do not care about solving problems. You care about your own personal wealth and your own power. And you only want to be in power so you can control the money and dip into it. So when it all comes out, people will be hunting you down on the street themselves with pitchforks and torches. So you better come clean or go away, just fade away, because this is not going to, when it all comes out, people are not going to stand for it. So if you see an event that's going on in your area where the frontline doctors are involved, or people like Clay Clark or General Flynn, some of the brave, famous people that are getting involved, when you see that going on, you got to be supportive, because these people are taking on Goliath. You know, this is like a horror show, and a lot of them know way more than what they can say because they sign non-disclosures. And even with our military and special forces, you know, they're doing their best, but they're in the same situation where they become a target if they go public. So you've got to be more aware, and you've got to share the information when it comes to your attention, because the more people that are aware and the more they are educated, we can stop this, or at least we can put a big dent in it. You know, one of the reasons why the Democrat Party wants abortion is because they get money from Planned Parenthood after Planned Parenthood sells the body parts, which is illegal, but they do it anyway. They keep aborted babies that have made it through abortion alive long enough so they can find a buyer for the parts, or worse, a buyer for the baby. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, they're trying to gin up their base to go out and protest and say, you know, those right-wingers, you know, like Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, fake Native American, who said that as you could make her white board of her college look more inclusive. She's trying to gin up her base, saying, you know, they're trying to take away your right to decide what's right for your baby. Of course, the baby doesn't have any right to decide what's right for them, but they have a right to decide what they do with a baby that's growing inside them. You don't want to get pregnant, don't have sex. You're going to have sex, use protection. You can have protection and you get pregnant. Well, guess what? There's plenty of people, millions of people that would want that baby. The idea that you have to kill the baby, is barbaric. The only reason Democrats care about it is because they get billions, or at least millions, given to them by Planned Parenthood. And where does Planned Parenthood get that money? They get money from federal funding, which pays for not health care, but for drugs and condoms and birth control. Most of them don't even have equipment to do pap tests or mammograms. And they check for diseases, VD, and those kind of things. And they get money for abortion from our taxes. So it's a big lucrative operation, and they get free product. It's called a dead baby. So let's just put it in perspective, okay? This is not some, you know, oh, we have to have these clinics on every corner of every poor neighborhood because we've got to be able to give abortions to these, you know, these women who don't want to have their babies, who are in poverty. If they're in poverty, guess what? They shouldn't be having sex. And if they're having sex and getting pregnant, organizations that would be happy to help to care for the mom and then help with the expenses or pay for all of the expenses of delivering a baby. It's much easier and safer to stay pregnant and deliver a baby than it is to undergo the psychological and physical danger of having an abortion. So don't be fooled by the Democrats' push to make out like this is some right-wing conspiracy to get to overturn Roe v. Wade. I mean, most stupid Democrats don't even know what Roe v. Wade is. They're ignorant communist morons. Yes, they are. So they don't even know what that is. The person who was involved with Roe v. Wade that ended up going around the state rights and going to the federal courts to get approval for abortion, she regretted it, but that never comes out either. She realizes that she was just a pawn and used by the demon rat party. So, you know, that was already, like the justices have said, it was a bad law that was done inappropriately, and it overturned the state's right to be able to decide what goes on in their state by having the people, the constituents, vote on it. So, I mean, they're not just stupid or corrupt or greedy. They're wicked, okay? That's what we're up against. They are filled with darkness and evil. And if you could see what they really look like, you'd be shocked, okay? These are, you ever see the movie Portrait of Dorian Gray? This very handsome man who has this great lifestyle and all that, upstairs in his attic is a portrait, and it takes on all the sins that he has committed. And we could see what these people look like to God, you would be so revolted. So the number to call in is 319-527-6779. I wanted you to look at the fashion design link I put there. It's over on Instagram. This is for people who are interested in maybe using their talents, their skills to either teach a class or to take a class. But it's also a good way to, if you're thinking about, interior design or your fashion as an occupation, or even, costume making for plays and movies. It's a good idea to check it out because you can have an idea whether it is something you want to do. I have a friend who had an opportunity through a workforce program. Workforce is a program that they put in place for U.S. taxpayers to use, but unfortunately other nations' people are using it instead of us. So it's always booked up and full, and you can't get a class because illegal aliens are taking those classes. Yes, that's true. workforce has programs where you can learn new skills, whether it be in medical field or, in my friend's case, she went and explored graphic design, and she now works in that field, but she wouldn't have had that opportunity if she didn't have a chance to take a program. And that's the other part of this is. Mike Rowe of the show Dirty Jobs, he's advocating to put money instead of towards paying for illegal aliens to learn English, saying, how about you use our tax dollars, and they have, vote tech programs, and people can learn skills and get jobs in HVAC and carpentry and electrician work, because you can make very good money in those fields. And then, I have farmers in my family, and they make great money because they know how to fix diesel equipment. I have growers in my family. They make a living and employ other people because they are able to figure out how to grow horticulture and, everything from flowers to food. And in my area, there's a program for growing superfood products like hemp is one of them, CBD, medicinal marijuana, those kind of things. So, it doesn't mean that you have to go into debt and have 4 or 5, 6 years of your life spent in college in order to have a living. It's not necessarily necessary. The number to call in is 319-527-6779. I have a request for people. I want you to tell other people about what is going on. And basically, they're getting, you know, all steamed up and getting ready to riot because of abortion rights being taken away. If you want to get an abortion, you'll be able to get an abortion, and you'll be able to get a safe abortion. So, you know, tell them to calm down. This is about something much bigger. Our country, our world is under, we pushed out God. We're no longer blessed because of what these evil, wicked people have done, sacrificing our children and also turning their back on God. And yes, there is a creator. If you have any doubt about that, then I encourage you to look, to start at Trey Smith's God in a Nutshell. It's on YouTube. He lays it out and explains it. Even the Democrats can understand it. All right. So we're trying to take our world, our country, our lives, our neighborhoods. You know, it's a long process. We're trying to take it back from this really wicked control. But what they want is for us to riot and carry on and fight amongst ourselves. So you got to talk to the people in your circle, and you have to say, look, something much bigger is going on, and we've been lied to by about a lot of things. It's not just the news that's lying about, you know, issues and subjects and people. It's deeper than that, and you'll find out in the coming days, coming weeks, I should say. All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit about some happy stuff, some beautiful stuff. Have you ever heard of Lost Willows? Well, in my area, LOS Willows, WILLOWS, is a very beautiful venue that they use mainly for weddings. It has a water feature. It's been there for a long, long time. And it's kind of nestled back in the forest. And it's Lost Willows, LOSWILLOWS.com. And, you know, they're pretty upfront about their pricing. And I have a fairly recent one. But as you know, it's pretty expensive to have weddings nowadays. And so one of the ideas that I have, or I wanted to talk about, is, you know, if you have property, to use it for events. And there's things involved with doing that. But if you see that, for example, at the Lost Willows, to do a rehearsal brunch with hors d'oeuvres and a buffet, basically an omelet station, pastries and sausage and some different breads and a beverage station with mimosas and coffee and tea. For 20 people, it's $1,500. So you see, you know, how expensive it is to try to have a nice event. And when you think about it, when people are coming from far away, part of the idea is that you have it all at one place, so there's not a lot of traveling involved. When I got married, we had visitors from the UK and from Holland and surrounding states. And so I tried to make it all in one place so it wouldn't be a lot of navigating and traveling on their part, moving around, especially because this is before cell phones. So it meant that you had to know your way and have the directions written down. And I think it made it much nicer because everything was in one spot. We had the wedding and the reception at one place, and then we even stayed at the accommodations, like with bed and breakfast that they had there. And there's also things that they could do ahead of time, because it was like a village, basically, where they could shop and kill time until the wedding. So I thought it worked out really well. So when I'm talking about all these different event places, you know, there's Paradise Falls, there's Wilson Creek Winery, Keys Creek Winery, town that has Twin Oaks Valley, I'm sorry, Twin Oaks Weddings and Green Gables Weddings. There's another one that's part of that. There's so many to choose from, but the one thing that people don't usually talk about is that the ones that are booked up usually aren't that willing to, you know, negotiate the pricing or add this or take away that. So don't just go to the ones that everyone talks about. Try to go interview some new ones, because there's a lot of people that are getting into the event because they really see that there's a need. There's a company on Twin Oaks Valley in San Marcos called Heart for Hospitality, which is a family operation, nice people. I think that, you know, that'd be a good place to start. As far as ideas for classes and Operation Rainbow, obviously, you know, the kids that are going to the camp, you know, they're going to need more counselors and more guides, more trainers. They have a program where the kids learn vaulting, which is basically kind of like gymnastics on a horse, which, you know, is really amazing to watch. And they do a show at the end of the camp, and it's, you know, a lot of moving pieces to the puzzle. But I'm seeing that the people from all over the world are listening and paying attention, and they're rising to the occasion. I think that they realize that because of Rawhide Ranch being closed down for just under 2 years, they really need help. And, you know, one of the things that happened when I was trying to organize the September 11th event just a few back in 2021, when I was working on that, I realized that other thing that same day, but I don't think people realize that how can I put this? Businesses that employ other people, and they also help the economy by doing things like buying feed and buying printed materials and buying food that you know, used for the campers. You know, it has a ripple effect. So here they had this fundraiser going on the same day for raising money to build a firehouse, and I understood, you know, that was their priority, but they all got behind that, including people that I knew from the event industry. They got behind that fundraiser for a firehouse, which, you know, that should be paid for by the Millaroos and the HOAs and the taxes that the new developments are charging when they have new housing being built that's supposed to be part of the infrastructure. So here they were trying to, you know, we need money for a firehouse, which should be paid for by the town, by the state. You know, there should be allocated funds when you have a whole developments going in. That, you know, shouldn't be something that comes out of the population's pocket. And so I called up the Chamber of Commerce, and I basically read them the Riot Act and said, you know, what's wrong with you? You have this organization here that's employing people. It's been here since 1962. They do good work. They have a kids camp. It's important work that they're doing. And it employs local people, et cetera. And, you know, you can't get behind this. You can't support it because, you know, you don't know me or whatever your issue is. And, you know, I tried so hard to get sponsors, and because I wasn't a foundation and I wasn't a nonprofit, nobody wanted to, you know, be connected. And, you know, I realized that I could go and spend a little bit of money and become a foundation, but then I'm what, taking money so I can redistribute it to something that I think is important and I care about. You know, I don't get, you know, how people look at things. It's either you help it, you see what happens, has to be done, see what's happening in your own community and you get involved, or you don't. But to see that with skippity-doo-dah, that, you know, the community was able to get lots of support and raise money for care for not just kids, but the adults that have been taken out of this human trafficking situation. And not all of them are sex slaves. Some of them are, you know, just slaves. So, you know, it's like such an ugly subject, and I can understand why people don't want to talk about it. But, you know, these at least be willing to share the information that I've put up. There's also more printouts that you can get from VetsForChildRescue.org. Things to look for, like looking even into showing the movies that have been made. Contraland is one that's on Vets for Child Rescue, but there's other movies that you can get, so you can, you know, basically have a group get together, whether it's your PTA or some, you know, church organization, and, you know, get people aware and know what to look for and how you can tell when a kid is being trafficked and just signs to look for and those kind of things. But even more than that, it's important to be aware of the help that needs to come in the form of financial support for what happens after they get these kids. Okay, that's just the beginning of it. You know, there's so much more involved. And if you have donated to the fund, I appreciate it. I can see the donors, but I can't put the donor wall up. And I think part of that is probably better because those people will probably be harassed or, you know, I don't know what's happening there, but it's probably better if it's, you know, that you just donate directly to the ranch. And the Rawhide Ranch is rawhideranch.com, and their address is right on their website and shows you what's going on. They have, you know, more than just the camps going. They have credited for charter school, and they're growing. So thank you for your help. All right, so I told you in the past that I had a program, a curriculum that I had looked into for teaching classes, especially if you're an accredited teacher. My twin is still accredited, and her credentials are active. I mean, we could very easily set up we could start a private school tutoring program. But part of the problem is that my twin took a fall down steps at her school, and her body is wrecked from that fall. And she just started taking Relief Factor, and she's feeling a bit better. But it's hard to feel, you know, rested and good if you're in pain. And it's also hard if you're in pain to, you know, want to teach classes and to do those kind of things. So I'm just waiting for her to get better is what it comes down to. But if you're interested in learning more about the curriculum that I thought was important to share with my listeners, if you want to call it that, please contact me directly on the website, blog.laurabella, and be sending more details on it. It's actually from the East Coast where the curriculum was developed. And what I like about it is that they're trying to teach what kids aren't getting in school, everything from, you know, starting a business to how to set things up so that you can, you know, be successful, and teaching kids the basics. And it's, they have it broken down by age group, so you could concentrate on, and, you know, you can get them, you can purchase the materials and the songs and the projects and the books and the activities for even kids as young as 1 to 6, and trying to show from an early age how to make kids be thinking about entrepreneurism. A lot of people don't know it, but the Girl Scouts originally started on trying to teach young girls to not only be good campers and be able to fend for themselves, but the idea with selling the cookies was about trying to teach kids to be entrepreneurs. And that whole thing got, the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts got hijacked by really wicked people. And there is something called Pioneer Girls or something like that, that is becoming a little bit more popular. But it's like over and over again, whatever is good that's working seems to get back infiltrated by people who just want to, you know, turn it into something gross. So like in the Boy Scouts, hire a bunch of gay men who molest the boys, and then, you know, they don't know that the men are gay, and you're not supposed to ask. And, you know, so you have accusations of, you know, molestation, which may or may not be true, but it's a real good way to shut down programs that have been successful and working for a lot of years. So, let's see. I have a gift basket to give away on this show. And I'm gonna call it Albert Lionel Recio. I wanted to do it with, you know, a video and just show it, but it's R-E-C-I-O. And he's in San Francisco. I'm going to get off early today because I have to get some things taken care of before we can go further. I've been featuring Lewis House of the School of Greatness, and Wayne Allen Root is on the podcast that's on the webpage on blog.laurabella. His show is called Root for America. And I want to be able to feature more podcasts. But, you know, when I look at the listeners that I can see in the back studio, I can see that there's from all over the world, and I've included the image of where the listeners are coming from. It's mostly in the U.S., but some in Europe and some in, even in, I think I have to look at the image again, but, you know, I was really surprised to see that there is a lot of other countries listening. But you know, I don't want to be like a bomb thrower and, you know, be, you know, telling you things that aren't true. I try really hard to pay attention and try to share that information. But what I see is that many people aren't even aware of what's happening. And so it's like we're talking to each other. You know, we have to be able to broaden who we're talking to. And that's partly why if everyone would just share some info, it would help to quickly. The communists that have been educated by these, you know, really wicked anti-America, communist, stupid, perverted people, they don't know that they're that what they think is wrong. Like, have you seen some of the videos of, you know, white people yelling at other white people, telling them that they have white privilege and they're white themselves? Or, you know, to hear Elizabeth Warren, who's wealthy and has been in Congress for a long time, made a lot of money, talking about, you know, how you know, what right wingers are to blame for trying to overturn legal abortion. That was never legal because there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can kill another person and it's okay if it's not in the, it's not actually outside your body yet. And yeah, you want to say my body, my choice, and then why wasn't that true with the jab? Why were we told we had to get a jab? I mean, I had no choice about it for a virus, if that's what it was, that 96% of the population recover from. I mean, it's a serious illness, but, you know, why was that okay to lock down businesses and people and have kids, you know, not being in school and forced to wear a mask and get an injection with some stuff that they don't even know what's in it? Why was that okay? But somehow the idea of not allowing people to murder babies, unborn babies, that's radical. And even worse, that we have to pay for it with our taxes. So, you know, I think that our country is so broken and so shattered thanks to the left and their evilness, their manipulation of facts and control of the media and lying that they do. I don't think that our country can recover from this. I think we have to separate. So that's the part that a lot of people aren't ready to hear, that just like the Civil War was caused by Democrats, who wanted to have slavery, wanted to have states' rights and have the right to have slavery if they wanted to have slavery. They, again, the Democrats, the left, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists, the perverts, they're causing another major schism in our country's history. And, you know, I don't think we can recover from this. It's like they are alien to us. These aren't nice people, okay? They're so indoctrinated, so brainwashed that they think they are required to advocate killing unborn, and that, you know, what's next? A Fabian socialist like George Bernard Shaw of the UK, he advocated that Hitler was correct to get rid of people who couldn't work or who were mental or who were elderly. If you couldn't justify your existence, you should be gotten rid of. Is that what's next for the Democrat Party? That are going to tell us to turn ourselves into the gas chambers because we're too old and we're not buying enough and we're not contributing and we think wrong. We're wrong thinking. We have this ministry of truth. That's straight out of George Orwell's 1984 book. I mean, I wake up every day and I think, is this like some nightmare that isn't really happening? I mean, we can't live with the left anymore. They're insane. and they're evil and they're dangerous. And what's even worse, they don't even realize it. So it's like we're dealing with infants that have absolutely no moral compass. They don't care what they've done to our kids. They don't care that they're telling five-year-olds that they can get a sex operation or that you picked up a Barbie doll, so you might not be really a little boy. You might be actually a girl in a boy's body. I mean, the depravity of these people, they're wicked and they're insane. And that's how we have to approach this, that we're in a war with an enemy that has to be stopped. I mean, we thought during World War II, they thought Hitler was bad. When it all came out later, all the experiments and all the horrible things that were going on. When you find out what's been going on, you're gonna have a hard time dealing with it, okay? And unfortunately, open their mouth. They wanted to keep their nice, cushy jobs, and they didn't want to obviously have their family hurt. There's a guy named Kevin Schiff with two P's, S-H-I-P-P. He used to work for the CIA, and he wrote a book called From the Company of Shadows. And then, he explains and describes what they did to him when he tried to come forward. If they do this to their own people, what do you think they're going to do to people like us? They don't give one crap about us, okay? They want us to pay our taxes and not protest and be stupid. That's what they want. And if we can't do that, then they're going to exterminate us. And that's what we just went through. Whether you realize it or not, they just tried to exterminate us. I mean, can you put that, in your head? This whole thing we just went through with this lockdown and the mandated jobs and losing your job because you won't get a job and not being able to have an income because, you are not considered essential. I mean, this children's camp, they were locked down. They had their income totally closed off for nearly 2 years. Isn't that a violation of civil rights, the right to pursue liberty and happiness? I mean, isn't it a children's school camp? Isn't that considered essential? Why was Governor Newsom allowed to keep his Plump Jack's cafe or whatever it is, tasting room, open? Why was he able to go out to dinner with all his friends, spending our money that pays his salary, and have this big party without masks, but we weren't allowed to? I mean, these people are diabolical and evil and wicked, and we can't live with them anymore. So we're going to have to extricate ourselves from them because they're too detrimental to our own personal health and happiness. And they think that they are in control, any violence or anything illegal. But I'm telling you that it's going to be a reckoning. And when it happens, people will be very surprised. They won't. If you see it coming, you won't be. But obviously, there's going to be a lot of people, like on the paid-off mainstream media, that are going to be surprised that they're being arrested for sedition and treason. And that's what's happened. You want to know what's happening with the election forensic investigation? A lot of it is on frankspeech.com, which is Mike Lindell's creation. He puts everything there. I mean, you'd have to be a moron not to figure out what went down. Dinesh D'Souza's movie just came out, 2000 Mules, which also is a big eye-opener, shows you how they did this. I mean, for them to pretend that they legitimately won is an affront to our intelligence. And for the left to be thinking that they have a right to be in office, in power, and getting a salary when it was done through ill-gotten means and by fraud and having rich people like Zuckerberg and Bill Gates buy the election up and basically, it's racketeering and money laundering. This this is enough. Okay, we're not gonna keep letting this keep happening. And they're not gonna just say, yeah, we were wrong, we cheated, you know, we were out of line. They're not gonna say that. So it means that they've got to be publicly arrested and publicly humiliated, and that's what's coming next. So buckle up, people. We're going to be seeing a lot of things coming out very shortly. All right, so as far as ideas for classes, I mentioned about the curriculum that I have investigated. I actually think, you know, it doesn't have to be that it's in an actual school. You could be doing the classes out of your home. Obviously, if you're credentialed, it's better. You don't want to invite lawsuits and those kind of things. But one of the things is for ages 14 to 17, it's a 52-week system designed to intrinsically demonstrate the banking system, wealth building, penny stocks, stock market, starting a small business, business formation, web design, projects, collateral, grants, sponsorship, marketing, proposal writing, finance, and much more. And so, like, the you can purchase, like, just a week of the curriculum. It's about $400, or you can do the whole thing. And it also includes, consultation. That's closer to, like, $4,600. But the reason I mention this is that it's all there waiting for people to utilize it, but you might not hear about it on your own. So you can contact Dream Depot LLC at gmail.com. They also have a program for 18 and up, the 2-week system to place participants in the realm of wealth, understand the difference between wealth and cash, projects and activities centered around wealth building, penny stocks, stock market, starting a small business, real estate, business formation, web design, projects, collateral grants, sponsorship, marketing, proposal writing, procurement, contracts, government funding, finance, and much more. And so you just can purchase a week program, and you could teach it to, say, 20 kids, 20 young people. And that's one way that you could, if you lost your job or you can't find work, that's one way you could stay afloat. So there's another idea for classes, which, you can do art, music. I told you about the green house, the green art house, which I think is actually going to be spreading out to other states. And that's geared towards adults right now, but I think they're going to be taking on young people. There's a lot of good things that are happening, but we have to just get through this part that we're in right now, which is, recovering from what was done with a really, bogus election. I'm going to take a break, listen to the ad, and also to the song. The song is called Winners, and I consider it the theme song for Operation Rainbow, because it's about getting through rough times and, still coming out on top. All right, be back in after the break.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour Voice Remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. Getting back up on my feet. That you showed up was written in my palm. You are a statement, exploded like a bomb. I get to push myself to victory. You make me winner. You cut me loose and set me free. You make me win in every way. You showed me how to spread my wings. Yes, I'm the winner.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV.
Okay, we're back. I wanted to mention that in the show notes is a video that I made. It's a quick video over at the Historical Society in Valley Center, which is near the library. The library is really a beautiful place, too. It's very peaceful there. So if you're over in Valley Center, check it out. You can also check out the Frickin' Barn, which has a 100-plus-year-old barn on it. And we're supposed to be interviewing the event planner there, owner, in the near future. I think maybe next week I'll try to schedule it. But the history of Valley Center is kind of interesting. It goes back to some brothers that came, and they used the mining rods to find water, and they planted, bought up all the land that had, that their divining rods told them there was water on, and they got very wealthy with oranges and other avocados and things way back in the settlers' time. So I hope that you get to check out the Valley Center Historical Museum for a few times. And this area is kind of different because it has, you know, fruit trees and orchards, but it also has succulents and palm trees. And it also has a big population of, or not population, but has a lot of eucalyptus trees, which were brought in from Australia and kind of took over. So the Valley Center Western Days Parade and Festival is on June 3rd and 4th, and they're going to be celebrating first responders at that Western Days 2022. And if you want to know more about that, go to westerndays.org. And they've been having their events since 1950. So it's a big thing. I mean, you have this rodeo coming this month, but there's also this Western Days, Valley Center Western Days. And that's the weekend after Memorial Day, Friday, June 3rd, and Saturday. And big chili cook-off, things like that. And also they're having this bee and butterfly festival at the Valley Center Library. And that's a free event. And
It's VTB, like the bug, B-E-E, festival.com. So VTBEE festival.com. And they also have booths available. And they're having a magic show with John Abrams. So that's the Bee and Butterfly Festival at 2 o'clock on June 1st. So that's something to get your kids to. They're supposed to be working on this big water park that's coming to the area. There already was a water park called Wet n Wild, but I think it's going to be something even bigger than that in the Oceanside area. And I'll tell you more about that once I get more info. But that, you know, it's also a good thing for the employing. When I worked at the local college at the time, they were working on getting a north campus, which is between kind of like in the Rainbow area near Fallbrook, ready. So they had this community college satellite, so to speak, there. That's good for local employment, but there's not, in this area, there really isn't any big employer besides the Wild Animal Park, which I think it's called the San Diego. It has a different name now. My son worked there when he was young. But, you know, the area has a lot of things to do, but not as far as big employers. So one thing that would help with this Operation Rainbow is if you have something that you're doing as an occupation that you might want to have volunteers be involved in, or internships, you know, come up with an intern program that can help skills to young people. Because you have to start thinking out of the box. At the Rock Ranch on Superior Hollow Road in Valley Center, there's a summer art camp. That's June 16th through August 19th. Clay, painting, obstacle course race, sketching, cooking, classes, and more. And the early bird pricing is $325 through the 19th. So it's, you know, something for your children to get enrolled in now. I have a class schedule at RockRanchValleyCenter.com. RockRanchValleyCenter.com. And then, I don't gamble, but I'm not against gambling. I just personally choose not to gamble, but you know, it is a great way to get, you know, tourism to the area. So at the Power Casino, Trace Atkins is coming May 12th. And that's kind of exciting because I really like his song, You're Gonna Miss This, which is a song to his daughter saying, you know, enjoy the time you're in, you know, savor it because it's going to go really quickly. And that's one of my favorite songs that Trace sings. He also sings Badonkadonk, a couple other ones. Anyway, I wanted to mention that he's coming on the 12th to Power Casino Spa and Resort. And the tickets are, it looks like, 45 things to do at the Starlight Theater. A bunch of other things having tributes to Rolling Stones and Bee Gees and something something Pedro Fernandez on the 22nd. So something to look into. The number to call in is 319-527-6779. So what it comes down to is that we have an opportunity to join forces and to get involved with supporting the Rawhide Ranch Scholarship Fund. I'm not in charge of it, and, I'm talking about it because I think it's important. But obviously the people who are involved with child rescue and special forces, they have to figure out what to do with the kids that they've rescued. And they do have what they call aftercare. They need a lot of help. They need money to support their program because they're not doing this, out of their own money. They're trying to, have an operation to fund, and they have expenses and travel and all the things that are involved. If you want to know more about that, start at ourrescue.org. And that's the childrescue.org. But, afterwards they need support, and then they need to have a place to send these kids. And, maybe those children that they can't identify and they need temporary care. They don't know where, the kids don't know where they came from, and they don't. Oh, okay. I'm going to take a call. Thank you for calling Laurie and Company. Thank you for calling Laurie and Company.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
My name's Joe. Okay, good.
Oh, Joe.
I was listening to
Joe
you for a couple of minutes, and you were talking about a CIA agent who wrote a book and was talking about what happened to him when he tried to stand up against corruption. And did I hear that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, Joe.
Okay. And then you were also talking about, the corruption that's endemic throughout the United States and the stealing of the elections. And then you were also talking about secession. And then
no,
you said you weren't for...
No, I'm not advocating secession. I'm saying that we have to extricate ourselves. In other words, we have to do our own thing and not be part of it. If you want to call that secession, I guess. Yeah,
I'm not for secession. No, I'm not for
either. Right.
And the reason is because let's say in California, there are people who say that California should absolutely be its own state because of the way that it's regressed over the past few years. Well, if that's the case, let's say California did become a so-called sovereign nation. People aren't thinking about the repercussions. How are they going to have air travel if they're now the United California government? The United States government wouldn't recognize them as being a separate sovereign country. They wouldn't allow air travel in, and they wouldn't allow air travel out. As a matter of fact, they probably wouldn't even allow cars to go in and out of California. So that's why I'm not for secession. It doesn't make sense. So I'm glad that you clarified that for me. Yeah, we do have to extricate ourselves away from the...
Yeah, I hear you, Dave.
Go ahead.
I'm glad that you caught me on that. I'm saying that we can't expect that this group of, whack jobs are going to just wake up and go, oh, we've been wrong. We're so sorry. They're not going to say that. They are going to keep doing what they've been doing and keep using the system the way they have it set up to, steal elections. I mean, when I came to California, I'll just talk about this area. That was in 2000. I was in California before then, but I came down to San Diego area in 2000. It was a very red area, very conservative area, and partly because...
Yeah, it's Ronald Reagan country,
Yeah, and maybe because of the military base, Camp Pendleton is nearby.
San Diego is a very beautiful, well-run, used to be a very well-run city, but they put these things in place so that they can take over the getting more representation of basically the left, the communists. And part of that is literally importing other nations' people. And so suddenly you change the red area into...
You change the landscape of California. You're preaching to the choir. I understand that. I don't know how much time mm-hmm. you have left, so that's why I hope you don't mind. I interrupt. I want some clarification of some other stuff that you were saying.
Go ahead. We have an hour left.
Okay. Oh, you do? Oh, okay. So you're also talking about how these people are going to be arrested. So I'd like to learn more about that, because that is something that we need. And the reason why I called in is when I heard that, and I thought that you were advocating for secession, I'm saying to myself, you weren't for violence, but you were for secession, and you clarified that for me and for your listeners. And you're talking about how the, I call them scumbags, how these scumbags are going to be arrested and humiliated. So I'm saying to myself, well, then why are you advocating for secession if the solution is pretty pretty near? So I'm ready to hear about this these arrests.
Yeah, this is what I think is happening off radar. When I call off radar, I mean they're not putting it on the news, and you're only going to see it if you watch certain programs, certain alternative media. They get dismissed because it's alternative media, but I pay attention to them because they're not under the same control as
influence.
You know,
yeah.
Right. So one of the shows that I have gotten a lot out of is James Redpill's The World, and I've gotten a lot out of freedomforce.live and weknow.com. And and we know is a guy named LT who's a former Marine, lived all over the world, and he has a lot of information that's coming towards him because of his I think he spent most of his career in the military. But one thing I noticed about him is that he's showing videos that I'm not seeing on the mainstream media. And so when it comes down to these people being arrested, if they are doing off the books or off radar operations, and they're finding like what Our Rescue has shown with their 82 kids that they've rescued, as an example, just a couple of weeks ago, you have to explain to the public where those kids, who got those kids, and why were those kids in captivity? Is it just some rogue pedophile rings, or is it a major, bigger operation going on? And what is going to come out is that this was rogue cells of the CIA that had been making money with human trafficking, drug running, all kinds of stuff for decades. And I hate to say it, but a lot of it came about right before Clinton came on the scene. He was allowing things in MENA, Arkansas. Do you know about this?
Yeah, I mean, I know about the influence of Hillary and Bill and what they've done when they were the former first lady and the governor of Arkansas, and how they worked themselves up and infiltrated the the White House.
Right, but it's going to come out that Clinton's, Obama, and Bush's are all very close friends. I mean, they're not just they pretend that they're on opposite aisle ends of the political spectrum. They're not. They vacation together.
They're
they
supposed
know each other
to be
very, well.
Very very distant relatives too. Supposedly.
Exactly. So what I am saying is that they are realizing that people have woken up. So there's going to be either more, 9/11 type events, which, I have a very strong opinion about what happened on 9/11. That's not what they said on the media, how that went down. Or they're going to have to show what I call purple walks, where they're showing the people, being arrested, and then they'll be like, I can't believe it. So, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. So you can't have it that this information keeps surfacing, and yet the same people stay, you know, walking around free, like the Clintons, like Gates, like Fauci, all the rest of them. So it's going to come to a point where they are just going to either disappear and no one, you know, talks about them again because they've been, shall we say, taken care of, eliminated, or because they know too much. I mean, a lot of people who have...
that'll happen eventually, but it won't be done now, unless the so-called Great Reset is coming around the corner. And then all the traitors that are betraying America and betraying the world, what they don't know, in my opinion, is that once the cabal reaches transhumanism and they can actually fuse their consciousness with androids in order to achieve immortality, then people like Fauci, Psaki,
Ted Turner,
Obama,
Gates.
Yeah. They're all going to be killed.
Yeah, so
because why would you want to have traitors in your midst?
Well, unless they are just playing a role and, you know, trying to, I mean, I've seen some things from Elon Musk that make me think that he's not one of them and that he's a good guy. And then
I doubt that. I doubt
from
that.
Him talking about, pardon me?
Yeah, well, I doubt that. He's a guy that's a billionaire. He's a guy who in America, he's a South African who for some reason has the only license to shoot missiles and satellites into space. So, yeah, he's bought Twitter. Yeah, I mean, he says that he wants to bring back free speech, but I think he's a globalist.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It seems like he's been given a lot of leeway, but he also recently was saying, why are all these people coming after me? It's because I bought Twitter. I don't understand it. And some of the comments to him on Twitter were like, don't you understand that George Soros is paying these trolls to attack you and these, you know, threats are coming from George Soros? And supposedly Elon Musk said, oh, I'll have to call George. Like he apparently has George Soros's, you know, home
number.
Yeah, he's
got him on speed dial.
Yeah, so I am...
And for him to say, I got to call George, or for him not to realize who George Soros is, that's a clue.
Exactly. And again, I've also seen pictures of Elon and Kanye West going up to Trump Tower. And, you know, Trump keeps talking about how he did a great job with Johnson & Johnson. Like he seems to be like not realizing what, like people are pissed off that this was done and that, you know, there's people with real side effects. Some people don't have side effects, or maybe they won't get side effects, but maybe there's more to it than what, you know, the average person realizes. But I know that my relatives all have magnetic arms where they were injected, and my brother died, and he knew he was going to die as soon as he got the shot. He wanted to go to Australia. And
that's horrible.
And yeah, he just died in November. So it's part of the reason why I keep doing this, Joe, is that I keep thinking, if I can make people, you know, at least not be trusting their government. I mean, I was never anti-government. I always, you know, had that Reagan was the first president I voted for. He said, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And, you know, you better have your radars go, you know, your alarm system go off when you hear that.
Yeah.
Reagan was very anti-big government. He was very anti-communist and he was, he was an actor and he was, president of...
He wasn't all that he purported himself to be or that people believe that he was either. He wasn't all pro-America either. There are people who have talked behind the scenes about him. And so let's just say he's not the great communicator and he's not the perfect president that a lot of conservatives hope that he would be.
Well, I agree with that, but I also think he was dealing with what was already in there, and the, we're in so much deep trouble. It's not even. It's partly why sometimes I just feel like this giving up, because it's what you're saying about Reagan. You know, Reagan's like one of the few people that most people thought at least tried to do a good job, and he, you know, was not, perfect by any means.
He may.
But,
no, he may or may not have, but he was involved in Iran-Contra. And if you read the book Transformation, he was also involved in MKUltra.
I've had heard that, and that he went to Bohemian Grove and all that stuff.
They got pictures of him there.
I hear what you're saying, but then what they say is, well, you have to have a place where they can go and let their hair down. No, that's not what they're doing there. They're doing really terrible things there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I guess it gets to the point where I don't even know what to believe anymore, because it was the one president that I thought was a decent guy and pro-America, and I've listened to a lot of his speech. I listened to him when he was, campaigning for Goldwater and Time for Choosing, I think his name is, speech that he made. And I thought, this guy is a good guy, and, he'll never get to be president. And he got to be president. I was like, oh, wow. But even what, we don't have any heroes is what it comes down to. Lincoln freed the slaves. Yeah, but he was friends with Frederick Douglass.
He freed the slaves, but it was a political maneuver. He also said 2 years prior to the Civil War that if it came down to the Union or slavery, he would choose the Union and sacrifice the darkies. So even though Lincoln is a great president, and he actually saved the Union by making sure that the Confederates who lost the war would not suffer and wanted to integrate them back into the Union and let them know that you are still Americans, that was a great healing. But at the time, prior to his being president, if it came down, like I said, to the Union or to slavery, it was save the Union and forget the slaves. And the war was not over slavery. It was over the Confederates not liking the taxation imposed upon them by the North, and about favoritism by the federal government towards the North to the expense, of the Confederates. Slavery was an adjunct to it. It was a part of it, but it wasn't the main motivation. Do you really think back in 1860 that the people there, either in the North or in the South, gave a rat's ass about people who were imported from Africa?
No, but I thought that when I was doing research, I thought that it had to do with the Rothschilds, that they wanted to get their hands on the newly formed America, and they did it by making it so that we would have a issue that would be like a wedge issue, and then we'd go and fight amongst ourselves. And then when we were broke afterwards,
absolutely. That's the modus operandi. Yeah. They've been doing that for centuries.
The Rothschilds even lied about, outcomes of wars in Europe. They're very demonic, evil people. And
I know that.
But how do you deal with them? I mean, what do we do? We keep
That's
elevating.
That's the trillion-dollar question.
George Soros admitted to... George Soros, who's a Hungarian by birth, and he's a fake Jew. He's not a practicing Jew, because practicing Jews don't believe in abortion, and they don't believe that there's no creator, and yes, what he believes, he says that he doesn't believe in God.
Well, he was a traitor when he was 13 years of age. I mean, come on.
When he was helping the Jews, or helping the Nazis find the Jews and get
the Nazis,
So
he would have betrayed Anne Frank in a half a second.
Exactly. So here's George Soros admitting to Steve Croft on 60 Minutes that he was a Nazi helper, and it was a happy time in his life, he says, that he figured he better get on the stick. Yeah, so he says that, and yet this man is on boards. People consider him a friend. They want to know what he has to say. Why aren't the Jews hunting him down as like what you see in the...
Now, that is a damn good question. I have never thought about that. That gives rise to the theory.
I was watching the Gregory Peck movie, Boys from Brazil, which basically, was laying out what we're seeing now, which is that, this whole MK Ultra and cloning and experimentation and making hybrids and chimeras and all the other stuff. So they knew all this.
Right.
Why didn't they stop it? Why did they let it get to this point where you have really horrible people, in high places?
Because
like
that's the way people are.
How can we extricate ourselves from them and their control without having a civil war?
Now, see, again, that's a trillion-dollar question. Some people believe
My solution is this, that we stop stop using Amazon, stop buying our stuff from abroad, start trying to make it here. It's one of the reasons why I think Mike Lindell is a good guy. He's trying to make stuff from here, and he's getting stuff still from outside of the U.S. But we don't have the infrastructure here in America anymore, degree-wise, to be making stuff. So we let ourselves get our throats slit, and we're bleeding out, and no medic is coming. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm trying to buy from a company, buy my goods for my house, things I use for my cleaning and personal care and cosmetics.
And I buy American
stuff. I'm buying it.
I've also
really
gone
trying.
To your blog, lauriebell.com, and I would suggest that you take a look at your website, because at least on the cell phone, I don't know what it looks like on the PC, it's confusing. A red screen pops up, and then it slides, and people do not have the attention span online that you need as a visitor and as a shopper. So I would advise you take a look at, you talk to your web designer and make it, it's nice looking.
No, I hear you.
Well, it's a nice looking site, but it's not a sticky site.
I built it so you can look at how it looks on a tablet, how you can look how it looks on a computer and how it looks on a phone. But it's still not right, and I have to change it all up, and that means being offline, and it also means, I got to change things up, and thanks for the advice. I'm aware of that. I wasn't planning on doing this, Joe. I wasn't trying to change the world. All I was trying to do was help this local kids camp, and at the same time maybe get some business, help local businesses. I mean, when I was organizing in September this event, I had so many really good people getting all enthusiastic about it, and from caterers to florists to bakers, all kinds of people were like, yeah, we need this. This will be good. And I was so excited. And then for months I had this vineyard lined up. That's a famous vineyard, and they have a car museum. They have a really excellent car museum, and I had that lined up, and then suddenly they, at the last moment, said they weren't going to do it, and so it really left me with my pants down, so to speak, trying to figure out, what do I do? I've been talking about this, and I just was basically taken by surprise, and people still were interested in doing it, the people I was speaking to, businesses. So I found a solution. It turned out that the place that I had lined up for the buffet and the silent auction and all that, turned out that they had all kinds of legal problems. And it's connected to, I don't even think I should talk about it, but I didn't have any idea, because I wasn't in the loop, so
what
to speak.
What is it that you're talking about? Are you talking about people coming up to you and telling you that the ideas about extricating ourselves from the grips of the corrupt politicians. Those people, were they coming up to you, or were they talking to you about a business?
No, they were talking about getting behind trying to do the event to support the kids' camp. The kids' camp,
oh.
So they were talking about trying to do, basically a benefit that would help.
Okay,
all
but what about
the but also
what about
know.
The yeah? But what about the yeah, so, the question that you had posed about what are we, the American citizen, going to do to extricate ourselves from the corrupt tentacles of the Marxist government?
They weren't even on that page yet. They were just thinking, how are we going to stay afloat? Because a lot of businesses that I knew from the wedding industry were going under during Obama's recession. And then they were starting to come back.
Yeah, well, that's
Trump, but no.
Right, I'm not, those people who are talking about the kids' camp, that's a different situation.
What I called in was to find out
if there's any way that we, as the American citizen, can do something, as you said
in your words,
to extricate ourselves.
Well, that means that we have to not just rely on having public education, that public school education. We have to start doing enrichment classes, even if whether you're taking your kids to them or you start them yourself. Because I was talking about the program that I found out about, which is a curriculum that you can buy and teach. And, it teaches a lot of stuff that you don't even get in school. And it's,
Do you think America has enough time for all of that? Or do you think that America in the next few years is going to collapse, as some people say?
I think there's still time. And I think that more people are aware than ever before, and it took this lockdown to make people realize how out of control the government is. But I'm not all rose-colored glasses. I realize how dire it is, and it's partly why I get absolutely nothing out of this except talking to nice people like you, Joe. But I realize that if you just wake up one or two people, and that means that they're not going to be out there rioting, they're not going to be out there,
I disagree with
stealing
you on that.
And pillaging.
Because even if we have, let's say, you've awakened 1,000 people, and all 1,000 know each other, and all 1,000 are willing to do something in unison, what is it that 1,000 people can do?
I hear what you're saying. But the one thing that I start just for myself, I made a decision I was going to buy from a company that makes products here in America. And it's a company that's been around since 1985. And I actually started with them years ago, and I got away from it. Because I thought, you don't really need that. A lot of companies are making natural products now and watching, what kind of stuff they put into them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, and the company is Melaleuca. And, I like their products and all that. But then I thought, gosh, if more people just would commit to buying from U.S.-made companies, whether it's furniture or household products or cleaning products or, being – that you're only going to hire someone who's, doesn't hire illegal aliens. It's all in small little ways how we can start to make things better. But it also comes down to, if there's a scholarship available, that it has to be specified that it's for U.S. citizens. We have to be more bold. We have to be more blunt and be less taking it, up the
Well, I agree with you on that. I think that we should buy American. We shouldn't hire immigrants. But as long as Congress will allow, despite their rhetoric, as long as Congress allows businesses to hire immigrants, then they will. I know people who hire only immigrants, and it annoys me because there are Americans out there who need the jobs. You can't have – it's like what I tell people. It's like the rule is it's like the law of physics. There's one law of physics that says two bodies cannot exist in the same space at the same time. Well, two people cannot have the same job at the same time. And I would rather that natural-born Americans have first bite of the apple as opposed to immigrants, regardless of the reason why they came here. And I'm tired of people giving me the reason whether they're here for a better life. Well, so are burglars when they invade your house and they steal your belongings. They stole for a better life. Get rid of the aliens. It's a good thing I'm not president because the aliens, I would encourage the passing of laws that make infractions by aliens, make them deportable. I also would set up guns along the Rio Grande to let people know, just like in North Korea, if you step foot trying to get onto the soil of America, you're going to get shot right in the Rio Grande. We have no constitutional obligation to allow illegals into our country.
Agreed. And we also have our rights being violated, especially the people on the border, by having this invasion going on and having it be brushed off as oh, they're just people in need. A lot of the people that are in the group aren't even from other –
they're not even from the country that they say that they're from.
Yeah.
If you take a look at some of the Ukrainian refugees, they're not from the Ukraine. There are a lot of them from Africa and from other countries. And of the adults,
right.
I mean the so-called minors, which are coming across the border, they're not minors. They're 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And it's a catch and release scheme.
But it's
so
also
I know of the problems.
The thing is that
yeah, I don't know of a solution.
The
I know what the I know what the goal is. I just don't know what the solutions are.
Well, I think to have people, I mean, like Trump, you know, he was trying to beef up the border, back up the border patrol, trying to make it so that it wasn't so easy to come in, that there was a checkpoint there, and the ports as well, and the airports. I mean, it's such a huge problem. But at least he was trying to. But because the media is paid to demonize, they make out like, oh, you know, he's locking people in cages. It was Obama administration that had the cages set up.
And I realize that. And Obama and and Trump was a great president. He did a lot for America. And if he had stayed in, he may have actually switched from energy independence, which is what we were when he was president, to perhaps what you were talking about, manufacturing independence, whereas we would not need nitrogen or computer chips from Africa, not Africa, but China. And we wouldn't need a lot of raw materials and other resources from other countries. We have resources right here that we can use to manufacture our own goods. But the major problem is not immigration. It's not even the vaccine, although the vaccine a problem, so-called vaccine. It's corrupt politicians who allow this. And it's the American people who keep voting for these scumbags time in and time out. That's the problem. I don't know what the solution is.
Well, if you have better vetting systems and you have a free press that you could actually expose, like, for example, Obama, it was Trump and Sean Hannity in particular that were trying to expose that Obama was a very shady guy, put it that way. He had affiliations with Farrakhan, has them still, and the Black Panthers. He was endorsed by the Communist Party. There was questions about his whether he was even eligible because his father wasn't from America.
Because he was actually born in Kenya. Yeah.
Right, Hawaii, yeah, Kenya.
When he went on a book, yeah. He wasn't born in Hawaii.
He was born in Kenya. Hawaii, Kenya. Yeah, there's a place called Hawaii in Kenya. But
oh, is there? Oh.
Yeah, there is.
I didn't know that.
The media, it's spelled differently, but it's H-A-W-A-A-I-I.
Because when he went on a book tour, when he started selling his book, I think it was about his father, on the back flap it says that he was born in Kenya. So the guy should not have been eligible at all to run for
selling point. Because he never really deserved to get a law degree. He was handed it by his Arab sponsors. It turns out that Valerie Jarrett's father-in-law came up with the idea of Arabs sponsoring militant blacks, and that way they could get an education and they could take over the country that way. Valerie Jarrett's father-in-law is a Muslim. Valerie Jarrett, Obama's brain, is a Muslim, and they are radical and Marxist, and they decided that if they had a program where rich Arabs would sponsor radical militant blacks like Obama and Michelle, that that would be one way to get their feet in the door. And Valerie Jarrett's father-in-law is Vernon Jarrett, Dr. Vernon Jarrett, a doctor as in PhD. And he proposed the idea, and they did. And so they started getting all these militant blacks into colleges and handing them degrees. So Obama didn't know he wasn't eligible to be president because he's not really a trained lawyer. He's just a community organizer for ACORN and groups like Antifa, ACORN. So when Obama was getting into politics, the media didn't cover that he ran first as a Marxist in the New Party, and that he had endorsements from the Black Panthers and Farrakhan, which should have been a big flag right there, because Farrakhan is anti-white and anti-Jew, so just that alone should have made him not. But the media covered up for him because they had selected him, like Farrakhan said, he was selected before he was elected. They had selected him back in like 2005. I mean, I talked to someone who saw Obama with an entourage of basically bodyguards, big Black Panther bodyguards, back in 2005 before he was even a known name, because they already had decided he was going to be the guy. And he's not, I mean, the idea that he's the first Black president, no, he's the first half-white president. I mean, he calls himself Black. He's not Black. He's half-white. So, I don't understand why that should be a reason to get into office. But the thing is, Joe, is what I'm trying to get across is that this whole thing goes back to the media and the bias and the communists that have overthrown our free press. Because
I know that.
They could have exposed what Trump was saying and what Sean Hannity was saying.
Well, the mainstream media has been born and paid for. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And we have the mainstream media is going to support the communist planks. They've been doing so for years.
But
Obama, I can never understand. Huh?
If they were publicly arrested, the media would stop. If they weren't given, carte blanche, if they were charged with treason and sedition and put in prison, even if it was just for 6 months, that would stop the media from doing what they've been doing. But in other words, you get someone like Trump in there, and you say, okay, guess what? You've committed, as a body, the media has committed treason and sedition. We're going to arrest you and publicly arrest them. That would nip it in the bud big time. I mean, this would never happen again where they would be,
If we had a very honest and ethical and effective Department of Justice, with an attorney general that actually was for America, you're absolutely right. But we don't have that. I'm surprised that Durham came out with his report, even though it's 2 years late, which does point the finger at Hillary Clinton. So, yeah, if
but
they were arrested.
Knows that
if
she
they
was involved with it. I mean, Joe, do you remember back when she and her husband were in there and they were doing the travel gate and the white Rose or whatever it is, Rose Gate, and all these
all these terrible
and they had the email scandals. Yeah, all of that. The mainstream media.
And
people have a very, very short memory.
Exactly. Exactly. And even with Hillary hiring Huma Abedin as her right-hand person, her major domo, or we want to call it, her person that travels with her.
Her
and
beard, maybe.
Is her advisor.
Yeah.
That Huma Abedin, she was born in America, but she was raised in Muslim countries, and her parents are radical Muslims. So how can she get security clearance? If my twin, when she was younger, applied with agency that she thought would
be
right.
My question still remains, though. Okay, you're preaching again to the choir. I know a lot about this. The thing is that for everybody to know, that's good. But what are we going to do to make sure that this isn't going to continue?
The only thing that
we can't vote them out. The elections have been, in my opinion, the swing states which stole the election from Trump was just, if not, it wasn't the beginning, but it certainly was proving how effective it was. And now, 2 years later, it's going to be more effective. I don't care how many Republicans that Trump gets into office. They're going to turn out to be rhinos.
Well, if we had the alternative media, like with having Truth Social, for example, and Gab and Getter, we have alternative media, that will help it to make it more difficult for the media to lie and cover up for people. So that's a step in the right direction. That's already a big change compared to when Obama was running for office to now. Very, very little is able to fly anymore because people are getting their facts and news from alternative media. And that's why they're so upset about Twitter no longer being under Jack Dorsey, the Satan worshiper, talks about, loving Satan. that's why they're so upset about that.
They're the Luciferians. Still,
but
by the time all of this happens, the vaccines will have turned everybody into a nanorobot.
That's what my understanding is too. But then, how do you tell people that? I have a relative right now who's expecting her second child, and she's freaked out that it's going to be a baby that is. Have you heard about the black-eyed children?
About the what? Black-eyed children? No.
Apparently, what you're talking about, nanobot technology and the ingredients that they're putting into into some of the jabs, maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Not all of
them. It's changing people, and they are. Some babies have been born with no whites to their eyes, it's totally black on their, and it sounds like crazy
right?
science fiction stuff, but I've seen the videos of it. And part of it, you can see it on YouTube because they're
That would be a huge clue as to the vaccines doing it. But of course, the mainstream media and the doctors who have no spine, it's like the cops have no spine. The cops will come up with some sort of medical excuse as to why this is happening. Do you know that the life insurance industry is saying that there's overall something like a 400% increase in deaths in all areas? And why is that happening?
Well, that's
because the vaccine is doing it.
Right. There's an article on SGT Report called Culling the Herd. SGT reports culling the herd. And they talk about that too, that even if it was like a spike of 5 or 6%, normally it would be investigated. Like, how is this happening? Why are the deaths so spiking so much? But that's also being suppressed.
Here's my suggestion. Here's my suggestion to you. Is that if you have people that you still can talk to, and they don't believe what you're saying, people are not going to believe me either when I talk just using words. If you have articles that you can show them, that might go a long way, you know, with links to websites, something like that. Because if we just talk to people, then they're just going to say, oh, Joe's crazy, you know.
That's
his opinion.
I've spent so much time arguing with people that I'm worn out, but even people that I think are, you know, pretty normal, their eyes just glaze over when you start talking about, you know, government conspiracy and, you know, 9/11 didn't go down the way they said and blah, blah, blah. You know, they just like, it's like over their heads. They just can't digest it. So part of what my blog was about was just to post the articles so that they could look at it at their leisure and do their own homework. But you have to make them think, I have to do my own homework. I mean, a lot of stuff that you would, what I would say to you and you say, would say to me, you're already awake, so, you know, you're at least like thinking, oh, maybe this woman, you know, Lori is speaking the truth. But if you don't know there's anything wrong, you're just going to keep doing what the government tells you. Like my brother is a smart guy who is a patriot, and he was a conservative his whole life. He always was very careful about his health. And he believed the media that he would have to have this jab to go to Australia. He had just retired. He wanted to see one of his kids that lives in Australia. So he got it. And he said he knew he was dying the moment he got it. He was like, oh, my God. He felt like he was dying immediately. And he had the most painful, horrible, disgusting, drawn-out death. And the only reason he lasted as long as he did was because he was a big guy. He was like 6'4" and like 220 pounds. And so he wasted away, but took a while. Couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, he couldn't even have a beer. His son came to see him.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to have a beer. And, you know, his body is totally riddled with tumors and cancer and everything. That was not there prior to that shot. But that can't be talked about either because, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, everyone has cancer cells. And, you know, this jab is designed to make whatever is your issue be worse. Like if you have a heart problem, it goes after your heart. If you have a history of potential for stroke, you'll have a stroke. If you have cancer, everyone has cancer cells, it'll activate your cancer cells. I mean, this is a death shot. And for people to act like, oh, you know, it's just a few people had some adverse reactions, it's not true. Have you looked at frontline doctors, Dr. Gold and Dr. Emmanuel, a bunch of other ones. If they have a website called...
Yeah, there's McCullough, there's Fleming, there's Artis, Malone, yeah.
Yeah, Robert Malone. I mean, these are Dr. Mikovits, Judy Mikovits. These are people that, you know, are being brave by standing up, because when other doctors and scientists and researchers have spoken up in the past, they get killed. So, you know, how can you make people pay attention to what these doctors are saying unless you do the tour? So that's what this Reawaken America tour has been about, the thing that I've been promoting and talking about with General Flynn and Clay Clark and a bunch of other, you know, frontline doctors and other activists like Scott McKay and a bunch of
Ron Johnson, and Ron Johnson did a decent job with his roundtable.
Yeah, well, he's a good man. See, this whole thing, when good people stand together, we're invincible. It's when they pick us off one after the other. I mean, a good example of being picked off, you know, Breitbart interviewed Obama's ghostwriter, Bill Ayers, the terrorist that somehow became a professor, even though he had been a terrorist with the Weather Underground. And Obama and he were good friends. They babysat each other. Ayers and his wife Doran babysat Obama's kids, and you know, he was introduced to the communist scumbags in Chicago and to academia and all that. Got him his adjunct professor part time gig as a professor because he was disbarred, so he couldn't get any cases. That's why Obama doesn't have any law cases. And same thing with
Michelle. And anyway, Breitbart interviews Bill Ayers, and shortly after that, he gets basically murdered. And so did Michael Hastings, who he was working on a book with, which was coming to expose this whole disgusting...
Yeah, well, investigative reporters and whistleblowers are very brave people because they do come forward and they do risk their lives. Because
for some reason.
Huh?
Then people forget about them, though, Joe. It's like that they come forward, but then it's this old news. Breitbart was a hero. I mean, he exposed a lot, and yet, and he also was very good because he was a former leftist at trying to, you know, wake up the left, and so they had to get rid of him. So he was murdered.
Well, Assange is a hero too, but the poor guy had to self-isolate himself in, I forget what country that he boarded himself up in within the consulate.
I think it was Portugal.
Was it Portugal?
I think. Yes, I'm not sure. But,
and then he was in solitary confinement. Yeah.
And yet what he was saying can all be, you can, with the WikiLeaks that he came out with and the website that you could explore and look into, I mean, it's partly where this whole Q movement came from, was that they were posting the information that was leaking out and trying to educate the public. And of course, that got quickly shut down and demonized and made fun of as, Q people don't know what they're talking about. They're just people that are reading the leaks and reading the intel and trying to show that there's more going on than what people are aware of. So I don't know. I don't think that it should be your job or my job to do what the government's job is supposed to do, which is to keep us safe and to keep us from having a virus, if that's what happened, get out and that we all get infected. And, you know, that they failed at their jobs. You know, Fauci had one job as germ scientist.
So we have to remove them. But how do you remove them when the elections are rigged?
Well, then it goes down to that it seems like it's pretty hopeless that we're going to end up in civil war. I don't know. I mean, I keep thinking that any day there's going to be...
And if we do, we lose.
A reckoning. No, you're right. You're right, Joe. It's like, how do you get these people out? That guy's had a... He gets $425,000 a year, and he's been in the government for 43 years, and he has nobody who's he's accountable to. How did that happen? Who is Fauci that he got to dictate public policy when he's just a germ warfare scientist? Who owns him? Who pays him? We own him. We pay his salary. So how do we stop paying his salary when he's obviously failed at his job? If you did what he did, didn't notice the signal that went off and told you that there was going to be, you know, some explosion in the plant you work in, you would be fired for not doing your job. Why is he not fired for not doing his job? He didn't do his job. He didn't make sure that
he actually did do his job. His job was to make sure that the fusion centers. Not the fusion centers, but I forgot the terminology for the transformation of taking a harmless virus and making it into a bioweapon. And they had about six biolabs in the Ukraine. And so they did that in the Ukraine. They probably have other gain-of-function sites around the world, and that's the way it is. So he did his job. Just like the Federal Reserve is doing their job. Their supposed job is to make sure that inflation doesn't occur and to have a stable economy. But their real job is to make themselves rich by putting trillions of dollars in the balance sheet and to destroy America eventually, which is what they're going to help do. Because I think we all know that the Federal Reserve is owned by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, et cetera. In any case,
and then when we pay income tax, it goes to them.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve.
So in any case, I'm going to go. So Lori, it was nice talking to you. Take care. Hope
Thanks
you come up with
down.
Solutions.
I appreciate. I hear what you're saying. I know that one of the solutions is to wake more people up, because you have a lot less chance of fooling the public if you have more people saying, "Hey, that's not what's going on. Didn't you know about this?" You know. So that's kind of. I mean, I could just throw in the towel and say, "Oh, you know, forget it. You know, go have a Long Island sling."
Remember the Long Island tea, yeah.
Singapore sling and a Long Island tea. But, you know, I keep hoping that this is going to have a happy ending. But some days I have less faith in that than I would like to admit. Anyway, our time's up. I appreciate you calling, Joe. I hope you like their Montana. I have a feeling you know somebody that some of the same people I know. But anyway, thanks for calling in so that I don't have to talk to myself. But call in again and take it easy.
Yeah, you too, and be safe, okay? Take care now.
I will.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. And I want to say, be brave, be bold, we'll all be free, but we've got to work together and we've got to stop allowing these freaks to be in control. And yes, I don't advocate violence, but you have an obligation to be informed. And if you know people that aren't informed, you need to tell them, because their stupidity is hurting all of us. And I'm tired of living with stupid people. Anyway, God bless y'all.